Donald Trump is now president once again. And once again, that leaves the rest of America sometimes scrambling to know when to take his words literally and when to take them seriously. In that respect, we're forever indebted to the single best take on Trump, delivered way back in 2016. It came from a friend of mine, a colleague, the excellent, insightful Pittsburgh-based journalist Selena Zito. His critics take him literally, but not seriously, noted Zito, whereas his supporters take him seriously, but not literally. Right on. And once again, we're faced with that challenge when interpreting Donald Trump. This time around, it happened before his January 20th second inaugural, specifically during a wild press conference on January 6th. That press conference was one of the most entertaining and surreal that I've ever listened to. It included moments of pure inanity and insanity, with Trump talking about everything from seizing the Panama Canal in Greenland to renaming the Gulf of Mexico the Gulf of America, and even making Canada 51st state. Donald Trump assured a reporter that although he wouldn't use military force to make Canada a 51st state, gee, thanks, that's reassuring, he would use what he called economic force. I almost wrecked the car when I heard him say that. Politically speaking, one wonders why a Republican would even want Canada as a 51st state. In terms of electoral college votes, Canada would be another California. The Democrats would never lose the White House again. It would be death for the Republican Party. You want to make the White House forever unwinnable for the GOP? Here's how to do it. Make Canada a state. That would do it. While raging about this to a major Trump supporter, I was urged to calm down. This person told me that Trump is crazy like a fox and that he uses strong rhetoric like that for certain bargaining positions, knowing that Trump certainly would never unilaterally say, make Canada a state. He couldn't if he wanted to. Perhaps so. But at the moment, Trump sounded like a crazy man. It was like a throwback to 1898 or maybe 1823 in the Monroe Doctrine, with America the gorilla of the Western Hemisphere, with the Donald, like Teddy Roosevelt, carrying a big stick, brandishing it from his bully pulpit. And gee, we thought Donald Trump was an isolationist. Americans wanted Trump to secure the southern border, not give them Canada and Greenland. But let's take a step back. As my Trump friend urged me, calm down. We have indeed learned by now that Donald Trump is brash with his rhetoric, blurting out things and entertaining and amusing and provoking with his language. We've indeed learned that you can't always take his words too literally or seriously. On the plus side, when Trump took action in foreign policy as president from 2017 to 2021, it was usually judicious. He did not get America into reckless wars and interventions abroad. He met with Vladimir Putin and even Little Kim in North Korea. They all shook hands and got along. More important, Putin left Ukraine alone during the entirety of the Trump presidency. He didn't invade until Joe Biden came in. Putin went after Ukraine in 2014 and 2022, that is, before and after Trump. And then there was the Middle East, which, though always a volatile mess, went fairly well under Donald Trump. In fact, he gave the world a wonderful peace agreement, the Abraham Accords. Had a Democrat president done that, he would have instantly been awarded the Nobel Peace Prize. Trump talks tough. But as president from 2017 to 2021, he generally acted with restraint abroad. What Trump more accurately talks like is a negotiator. And a good negotiator makes big statements and big demands with a premeditated purpose of getting a mere portion of what he hoped for. And that's probably the best way to interpret Donald Trump, including, yes, even his wild statements about the Panama Canal, Greenland, and Canada. For American Radio Journal, I'm Paul Kengor. Thanks for listening.